Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And welcome back to the hour three of today's program. It's historic because on April 6th and 2015, we have on our program now hour number three for the first time, Chris, Gio, and Sherry. Gio, that actually have their own network, the Truth Frequency Radio, and Chris and Sherry have a program here on the Genesis Network as well. And really important. I had a really good chance to kind of do what I call a data download or whatever. good talk this morning with Chris. This is a pretty amazing person, and I'm going to meet Sherry on air in terms of his understanding of the global scope of what we're really up against. And it's more than just bad information, like I call the snooze, which is regular media, which is controlled by six major corporations that are primarily run by the Sabbatean Satanistic wizards. And I like to use different terms for the agencies, like, and Sherry kind of disclosed that she had some relatives that kind of has some inside knowledge of Lockheed Martin in the past. I refer to the NSA as no such agency. They don't exist, do they? And I want to hear today from Chris and Gio, what do you think are the current issues that are most burning that you do on your shows or on other shows on your network? Issues that you want to raise today, and of course, every hour of the program, of my program here on the Genesis Network, is open lines, every hour, except the first hour Friday, where we're basically now downloading to you what you've emailed to us on questions of wellness issues primarily, some spiritual or geopolitical, but what issues are Kristen and Sherry are most burning that you talk about recently?
Well, I would say the number one issue is consciousness, because if we don't understand who we are and where we came from, then we're never going to be able to change anything at all. It's all about changing your individual perspective and what's inside of you. Trying to change the world is like trying to move an entire mountain, but when you realize you really don't have to do that, we each have to just take responsibility for that one person, and that's that person staring us in the mirror. And if we each did that, it would spread like wildfire. Now, once we understand consciousness and change the consciousness, then we can go into other events, the geopolitical, for instance, the situation going on with Russia right now. But see, when we understand the consciousness, then we can look at these geopolitical events from the perspective that we really should be looking at them, instead of operating out of fear, which is where the mainstream media and powers of be have attempted to keep us.
Yeah, in other words, we talked about this morning, and we talked about Islam and what's going on, how we're being kept. The globalists love Islam. I mean, it's like their favorite pet, because they're able to manipulate parts of Islam so they can demonize the entire thing. And even inside Islam, they don't want to face up to some of the truths that are written by people like Salman Rushdie and the Satanic Letters we talked about. So people don't realize that, in a sense, Islam is going through what we did many centuries ago, around the time of the Crusades, and thereafter the Spanish Inquisition, doing some pretty horrible things. We forget that the Pope had his own private army, and they did some pretty nasty things to the Albigensians, people in southwestern France, that were literally slaughtered by them. I don't know, they say it could be several millions were actually slaughtered by them. People don't understand that what the real history is. They don't understand Islam either. We talked about this earlier, that Muhammad was a very bright young boy with seizure disorder, but he went to the Jewish rabbis and to the Christian leaders at the time, and he confronted them with the fact that they had deviated away from the original faith. But when he was praying, of course, he not only dialed into God, which obviously you can see from parts of the Quran that he probably did, but he also got he got speed dialed to Satan, too, and even discussed it openly in the Quran with his wife, which he said, you know, maybe I got a hold of Satan instead of God on that phone call. And so people understand that's why it's only the natural human restraint of 95% of Muslims that say, hey, I don't think I should kill my Christian brother or sister. For example, my On my mother's side of the family, they were Maronite Christians, which were originally Cohens. But on their street, until the British came and discovered oil in the Middle East, they had Jews, Muslims, Christians, Arabs, everybody. They all lived together, prayed together, you know, ate together, had the same bazaars, went down and ate the same kind of food. It's only when the Western powers came in and developed places like Londonistan, which, by the way, is not in the Middle East, it's in London, England, where they said, Wahhabism is really good stuff. Let's really export and expand this. So they took the vizier, which, by the way, had migrated from Basra, Iraq, in the 18th century, the Al-Saud family, which are actually Sabbatean Satanistic viziers, i.e. the Babylonian form of Judaism, which isn't ancient Judaism. It's not. It's a new pagan wizardry kind of satanic faith. And they actually made a deal between the British, evil maniacs, and the Sauds to make up the Al-Saud family as the leaders of Saudi Arabia, where all the oil was. So people need to understand this history, why Saudi Arabia and Israel actually have very common goals. And in fact, many of the special operatives in Israel actually have dual operative status in Saudi Arabia. People find that shocking. Well, oh, 9/11, right. Yeah, didn't we have some pilots who were apparently down at the Pink Pony shooting drinks and watching lap dances and so on? I don't think that's very Islamic as far as I'm concerned. These actors, by the way, if they're involved there, they're in commercial airliners. There were no commercial airliners that went into the 9/11 Twin Towers. Those were clearly E-10s that were military-grade aircraft that were flown by remote control through a guidance system, because otherwise you couldn't thread the needle and get to those towers unless you're flown remotely with a guidance beacon inside the Twin Towers. Those are all facts. In fact, I was friends with the Chief Missile Command Officer of Strategic Defense Command, Colonel Lynn Wells, and they actually, 9/11 was a drill. It's just like, you know, when you hear that and you hear these other things, like it's a drill, the same way as Oklahoma City was a drill. It's like if you hear the word that they're going to do a drill, like out in Britain when they did those bombings of the subway system, you know something bad could happen.
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook, another one. So, you know, with that framework, let's run with it, Sherry and Chris, because I think people should hear from other voices and say, well, Deagle's not signed it. That's certifiably true, I mean. But when they hear from another voice giving other facts or another perspective, see, what we do on this network and this show and your show is we're trying to change not people's minds, but their perspective. We can do that with humor, with facts, with so many things like a fire hose of truth. They say, okay, I got enough truth now. Maybe I'll even 10% believe you. That's good. It's better than 1%. And then maybe next month it'll be 5%, 25% or 50%. And at some point they'll say, you know, I think I better do something about it. Maybe I need a prep, or maybe I need to pray. Maybe I need to start understanding what is really going with Islam, how the globalists love Islam, and how they're, quote, loving them to death, in a sense.
Well, you know, I would agree with a lot of what you're saying, and it really is all about perspective. Let's take the 9/11 issue, for example. Some people say that there were no planes. Others are saying that they were hijacked. Others are remote controlled.
No.
Said that the planes were totally staged. I would say that it really doesn't matter at this point, because what we need to focus on is the idea that powers that be, criminal elements of our government, allowed this to happen. Foreign governments also funded this operation. And so we all agree on the idea that 9/11 is not what the official story says it is. So rather than saying, well, you know, I don't like Bill Deagle because he says this about 9/11, let's just look at the big picture here and all unite and hold these people accountable. That's the perspective that I come from. And then, you know, it's great.
I take a little different tactic on that. I'll tell you why. Because some of these facts might not seem to be important, but if you start from the fact it was a drill, it wasn't done by a foreign power, it was done by us. When Dick Cheney's down the bunker, and he's got Mineta there, and he's got the military officer, are you going to turn them back from hitting the Pentagon? And I know this because they took care of pilots flying, you know, the Top Gun pilots flying out of Air Force Academy. And I know aerodynamics. It's impossible for a commercial airliner to get near enough to ground, called ground effect. There was no sign of a commercial airliner striking the Pentagon. This was a missile, okay, a cruise missile. Just like there was no evidence, for example, there were black boxes from even the planes that struck the World Trade Center tower that would indicate they were commercial airliners. They didn't release them. Those boxes are made like titanium. They're not going to be destroyed. So when the towers vaporized, because they did, we have to start asking deeper questions. So the fact that they were brought into the towers by remote guidance systems, I have my classified sources, by the way, so I know what I'm talking about.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you're going to take just one natural supplement, why not 7-in-1? That's Cardovite, a 7-in-1 tonic for life from NutraMedical.com. Cardovite contains 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum wellness for your heart and whole body. Take Cardovite to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Cardovite from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com contains 7 super herbs: cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. The 7 herbs in Cardovite act in such a way that each herb is enhanced in the presence of the others. For hypertension, heart attack, stroke prevention, sexual function, brain circulation, lowering cholesterol, and improving circulation, take Cardovite, the tonic for life. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Different a few minor details, but let's put it this way: it was hard-fought answers that I have not only from regular but classified sources. So when I make these statements, almost like I'm reading from line in scripture of 9/11, it's because I have inside knowledge that's really bad. In fact, when I did my presentation in 2007 in the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Conference on the 40-plus anomalies that were present in 9/11 that proved that they were destroyed by vaporization of the core of the building with micro-nukes and high-explosive RDX cord in the outside of the buildings to cut the joists, it wasn't conjecture. I actually had the U.S. geological data, raw data, and analyzed the radiological and meteorological analysis and did presentation of 40 anomalies proving they use nukes. 40. So this is bulletproof. And in fact, I had nuclear scientists to back me up behind the scenes, which I won't mention their names, and the munitions expert that was contracted by the Port Authority of New York in 1998, 3 years before 9/11, that the Port Authority asked him to see how they could demolish the buildings using advanced munitions techniques with micro-nukes and RDX. Which, by the way, I have posted up on Clay and Iron. You can still find the document over there. From him. Pretty crazy, eh?
Wow.
That is crazy.
So, you know, 9/11, that just opens it up. Now, I've talked too much. I want to hear from you guys. We've got a lot of burning issues here. I mean, things are beyond insane. And I get people that want to dispute the facts. I'm thinking, this is not, to be honest with you, it's a close and shut case. I'm not really ready to say that this is right, that people have a right to their own opinion. No, they don't, actually. If they can't support it with science, logic, or evidence, they don't have a right to opinion. They have a right to an attitude. They can have a bad attitude. And they can be stupid publicly, but it's also dangerous. It's like passing a man an axe, a fire axe, and he thinks that by letting water in the bottom of the lifeboat, it'll be helpful. You got to grab his arms and get the axe out of his hands and say, no, no, no. You don't let water in the boat, and it won't save our lives. It'll drown us all at sea. And so having bad attitudes, not understanding 9/11 was an inside job, and that we got other 9/11s coming, which is ISIS, which, by the way, I call terrorists or us. You know, ISIS, we're on both sides. We're dropping airdrops inside territory controlled by ISIS right now of material and equipment to kill Christians and other Muslims. At the same time, we're giving bombing runs so the Shiite militia forces of Iraq and the Quds force of Iran can call on bombing runs with our B-2B bombers to kill these ISIS guys that we just dropped equipment to. Now, does that seem nuts? Yes. That's what's happening.
Well, I think that's why it's important to know that 9/11 was an inside job, not the hows as much as the fact that it was an inside job, that there were criminal elements of our own government that pulled it off. And that is important because of this whole ISIS situation that we have right now. Now, what you're going to see in the coming months is a push to connect ISIS with Iran, because what the neocons are doing right now is they're trying to destroy the peace treaty with Iran. They want to get rid of that treaty. Netanyahu's already basically threatened to hit nuclear reactors in Iran, just for pretty much no reason, even though there's the huge possibility that by attacking Iran, Russia's going to get involved. So, because Russia and Iran signed their own peace treaty a couple months ago. So that's what's happening right now. And so there will be a false flag attack. I just don't know if it's going to be on American soil or if it's going to be on one of our bases somewhere or something like that.
Yeah,
there is going to be an attack.
Right. In fact, here's what happened. Back in 1995, I was working at the Colorado Center for AchMed, and the director, Major Swinder, had to go off and do his airtime in Texas to keep his certification. So I was the next guy down, senior, to do all the exit exams on the special op munitions forensic chemistry team that were analyzing the debris of the Oklahoma City Murrah building. And one of the five broke down and told me in great detail how he removed, after using radiation detectors, because they did everything from chemical sampling to meritorial sampling, etc., they removed RDX off the pillars of the building that wasn't destroyed in their parking garage. They removed two Army Corps engineers' micro nukes that were not exploded, although they had evidence from three radiation detectors that the debris was radioactive in the site. So the Murrah building was blown up also by micro nukes, RDX cord, which they found, and high explosive in a C4 pineapple, which is a pretty large C4 bomb. So what we have to understand is when he told me this, I said, well, I'm like Becker on the TV show. I said, no, if you don't tell me what's wrong, I'm going to just let you die. You know, okay, Doc, I'll tell you everything. So for 2 hours and 15 plus minutes, he told me in grave detail how they removed all this debris in a building. The Murrah building was built more solid than the Khobar Towers that the so-called Muslim terrorists blew up with ANFO, which is a fertilizer bomb that had seven times more fertilizer than the Ryder truck that Timothy McVeigh supposedly had. Now, the people, by the way, in the truck with Timothy McVeigh were part of Saddam Hussein's special forces, believe it or not. Believe it or not, we brought them over here to work for us. Saddam Hussein's special forces that worked on it, along with members of the East German munitions team that actually worked specifically with Timothy McVeigh planning this in Helium City. Now, when I analyzed and presented all this data back then, from this guy, because he wanted me to check him out for radiation injury, he was getting a little bit, how can I say it, his tongue was loose at a bar near Fort Carson, Colorado, about 3 months later, and they court-martialed him, and they found out that he actually spilled the beans and told me, and I got fired and death threats on the spot. Okay? By Major Schwinder, by the senior board people right at St. Francis Hospital. And I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference and $50,000 severance, and if you come within 500 miles of me or my family, I have friends in Special Forces in Delta, and I know where you live, so you won't be putting your socks on in the morning. And I get the letter of reference and the check the next day. Okay? So when I was driving my kids to Columbine High School, to nearby Columbine High School, to their private charter school, and I heard the news report about 9/11, I had this, you know, I call it a flying kick to the gut, spiritually and intellectually. I knew, damn it, they did it. I knew right away because I took, my friends were Director of Raider Command at NORAD, Colonel Lynn Wills, other people. I knew that these guys had done it. Even before I got the data and would know all the other things like U.S. Geological Survey years later, I knew the government did it. Now, the next thing, I'm going to predict this, we're going to have either a medical waste or a dirty bomb go off in a major U.S. city. That's what I say is the top of the list. The next will be a biological weapon going off, you know, where they go into a highly populated area and release a biological weapon. But the new dirty bomb, especially a radiological bomb, can be medical waste, whatever, is their top priority because we found from our simulations we don't want something that can't be contained. They just want the psychological effect on the population, not the uncontrolled death and agony that will really make things get too far out of control. So when you come back, we're going to hear from Sherry and from Chris and their response, because I think we're on our way with ISIS, terrorists are us, and I don't think Netanyahu is going to stop, and I don't think our own elements, our government, are going to stop to try to not bomb Iran. As John McInsane said, bomb, bomb, Iran.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
And welcome back. And so that's a big can of worms. There's other cans of worms out there. We got Iran. I think that... there's two sides to this, by the way, not just on one side. Islam is kind of primarily, we'll use Taqiyya and Miruna, but we have to understand, if you actually look at the history, it's Sunni extremism that actually is threatening to attack America and destroying us. I don't hear one word, literally, out of any of the mullahs that they're going to send bombers to kill Americans. Because actually... if they did, we'd be having every aircraft flying anywhere in Europe, wherever, the planes would be falling out of the sky. And people have to understand, even if Muhammad channeled Satan, there's enough decent Muslim people out there that would say, I don't think we're going to do that, Allah. We're going to do this because this seems more humane and reasonable. In other words, people have enough decency to understand what they should take of whatever holy book they're reading and what they shouldn't. You know? Like right now, I don't see any women getting stoned to death because of parts of the Old Testament. Because Christians have enough restraint to realize, like, stonings for that time, we don't do that today. What do you think, Sherry and Chris?
Well, you know, I think it's really easy for us to kind of have our own perceptions of things when we don't grow up in a certain part of the world.
Exactly.
But it's I think what we talked about in the last segment, I kind of wanted to continue with that because I look at the Boston Marathon bombing as a really good example of the fact that they can't really pull off a false flag attack that easily in a country that is... connected through so much social media and so many online activism and online activists around. Take the Boston Marathon bombing, for example. You had so many people coming out saying, oh my gosh, this is an inside job. This is completely staged. We don't even know if these victims are real. These are crisis actors. And then the Sarnaev trial in general, the misconception that all these girls and all these people that are claiming that he's innocent of this crime, which he is, this misconception that the media is trying to say they're all fangirls and they're just obsessed with this killer. And I mean, that's not going to work anymore. We're in 2015 now, and people aren't falling for the same media propaganda and, oh, well, he's just this murderer and they're just falling, you know, falling
exactly.
down like, you know, Charles Manson or something like that. It's
you're talking about things like the backpack issue and the markings on it. So
yes, exactly.
We know there's enough anomalies there. Yeah, these guys went back and forth to Chechnya and so, but remember, they're easy dupes, just like the Charlie Hebdo bombings in France.
Well, I'm not saying the older brother isn't in on it. I think the older brother may have well been in on it to a certain extent, but the younger brother, I don't think he had anything to do with it.
But he was managed. The FBI were monitoring him here, as well as they were knowing about these travels back and forth to France and over to Ukraine and so on.
Oh, they stopped in his house several times, and then they questioned him several times and tried to get him in on different activities that they wanted him to do for him. And he kept telling them, no, I don't want to work with you guys. So I think they threatened to deport him and his family if he didn't comply with them. And so the younger brother didn't know anything about it.
Well, up in Portland 3 Christmases ago, they had a young man who was a bit of what I call marginal intelligence. And he was a young Muslim man. And the FBI got a hold of him, and they gave him what we'll call false materials to try to bring a bomb down at the Christmas lighting decoration celebrations in downtown Portland. People don't understand what's really going on here. Our government has elements that are so damned evil that it bypasses the normal mundane mind, and people say, no, our government wouldn't do that. They wouldn't put nukes in the building to dissolve it and vaporize it and then double insure it so they can build the Aria complex in Las Vegas. That sounds like the kind of a script for a movie that a Hollywood script writer wouldn't pass.
Or they wouldn't stage 27 murders of children and young women just to, you know, pull off some kind of anti-gun agenda. They wouldn't get an entire town in on it by paying off all of their houses at the same time.
Right, and they wouldn't tell you that. They wouldn't take away your 223 ammunition or prevent you from buying body armor. Because, I mean, it's really pesky when you have a public that have body armor on when you go to shoot them. And you don't let American citizens have 223 steel-tipped ammunition because you don't want them to be able to pierce your armor. Because that's also really unfortunate. You know, if you send Black Ops forces out there or foreign troops and you tell them, hey, we've got an armed public that has armor-piercing weapons and they have body armor on that will prevent you from, they're not level 1, but they've got level 3 body armor, it's going to be hard to kill them. And that's not really good, is it? You know, so people have to start connecting the dots and realizing when I get enraged over this, I get enraged not so much at Obama or the globalists, I get enraged at the damn public that doesn't think this is real. They think it's all made up, that we're just doing some really weird, like late-night TV or radio, in the middle of the day or any time, and we're just trying to entertain them, kind of almost like, you know, spooktainment. You know, like we're trying to scare you and make you fearful so that, no, we're trying to inform you so you realize we could all stop this pretty easily if we just become slightly informed, just like we stopped the game they were playing with Sandy Hook. You know, the government, when they rebuilt the towers, even the symbology they used is so horrific. And it goes right back to ancient pagan times. They've got this giant obelisk now, the Liberty Tower, which is one big tower after replacement of the two towers they had, which is the ancient Hebrew symbology for Jashin Boaz. He shall restore in strength, which is, to be honest with you, they're not really Christian. It's actually ancient paganism. People need to understand that. And they should understand also that what's going on here is an extremely high level of satanic Masonism. Everything is ceremonial. That's why specific dates are so important to them.
Well, absolutely. And not only that, it's all about phallus worship and that kind of goes into the paganism too. And and it's all about this male dominant power and, you know, we have power over other people and we control the planet and You know, I mean, we control its resources. It's all about power and control.
Well,
issues.
Exactly. When you mentioned
it, I mean, you said it yourself. Their stupidity is almost unmatched by their hubris, basically. And so
their lies are so big, though,
so dumb that this is going to fall apart eventually.
Yeah, the lies are so big that the average mundane person says, no, that can't be true. In other words, it's so fantastic that you say, oh, come on, that can't be reality. That can't really happen. They couldn't have tweaked the virus H1N1 flu or the H5N1. Two weeks ago, the Catholic Christian Doctors Association of Kenya came out and had high-pressure chromatography proof that human chorionic gonadotropin was purposely put in the tetanus vaccine that was given to almost 3 million Kenyan women that was already proven in the International Court of Criminal Justice that more than a decade ago the WHO was involved with the same thing, sterilizing what we call third world nation populations of women by creating antibodies against their trophoblast or their placenta. And when the doctors went to get some, they found out the WHO had put the vaccine that was in their storehouses in their capital in Kenya under lockdown with armed guards over it. And when they got more of the material, they tested it and was proven it was all laced with HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. I had the same documents given to me March 17, 1997, when I traveled to Zurich, Switzerland. The WHO was resurrecting the 1918 flu, or trying to, World Health Organization with the UN, to create super plagues. They had created the AIDS virus specifically to infect third world countries like Soweto, South Africa, and the gay populations in New York City. I mean, people need to understand, this is not a theory. This is a fact. It's beyond reproach now. It's time for us to move forward. This is an ugly reality. What do we do about it? So we don't have a dirty bomb and radioactively, if not kill, but contaminate a quarter million people in Chicago or Atlanta or L.A. If we don't wake up, that's what's going to happen next. And believe me, if you don't show your papers, please, which may be your biometric ID with a tracker chip so they get a bracelet or something on you or in you, if you don't think that's coming, you're suicidally stupid out there. You have to understand, we can see this crash coming in slow-mo. It's coming.
Is your whole health constantly challenged? Would you like to age less? Then consider taking Ageless Chocolate and Life Support from NutraMedical.com. Ageless Chocolate is a clinically validated, all-natural, fructose-free formula comprised of ingredients that promote overall gastrointestinal health and optimize the body's ability to detoxify harmful substances. In short, it will make you age less. Take Ageless Chocolate together with Life Support from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com. Life Support contains metabolically activated nutrients and detoxification cofactors that support stem cell rejuvenation, metabolism, gastrointestinal health, and anti-inflammatory pathways. Learn more and order Ageless and Life Support online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Welcome back. We've got lots of topics we could talk about. We need to have you guys on regularly, although I talked too much this time. I think I got too excited. Chris, I haven't heard you. I think I heard snoring. No. What topics do you want to talk about, Chris?
Take us away anywhere you'd like, though.
Well, on the break, I was talking to Sherry, and you mentioned about Interstellar. And it's like you started off the entire segment, the first segment, talking about what we really do is change people's perspective and their consciousness. And that's right. We don't change people's minds. They have to change their own mind. And the tagline for my show is, we're here to get you to ask better questions. If you ask good questions, you're going to own the truth. Because if we just tell you what to believe, and some people will just say, whatever you said, Deagle, you're so damn smart, blah, 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 and all this BS. Because I don't want to hear that garbage, okay? I want people to own the truth themselves. They have to ask the questions and go on and learn. They're part of the road as to wherever they are. They might say, well, half of what he said about 9/11, I kind of agree with. The other half, no. But it should be enough to make you realize that your government's going to try to kill you. Whether you're flying into an airport in Chicago or you're in downtown Atlanta and all of a sudden they have a dirty bomb go off by ISIS, which is, you know, like the store called Toys R Us. Well, there actually should be a store at the NSA called Terrorists R Us, because we're the terrorists, okay? And when we talk about consciousness in the movie Interstellar, one of the things that I think was kind of a really interesting twist at the end is where he entered hyperspace, which basically he was able to go into the past, but he was small, like he was in a different dimensional realm, so she couldn't see him. Occasionally she could hear him, and she knew he was there. In other words, his consciousness was able to go and transcend time-space. Now, what do you think of that movie? What did it teach you, Sherry or Chris, about the nature of reality?
You know, I think it taught those of us who are in the know, who have been there, saw it as kind of a confession of sorts that whoever made that movie had also been there, because when you... get into certain states of consciousness, you are able to transcend space and time. And I'm talking about meditation, astral travel, shamanic drumming, even all the way to things like psychedelics. These things are sort of like a black hole in that they're tools that we can grab onto as part of the human experience. And
well, what you're doing, though, is you're opening up what's called the astral window, and the astral eye, it's called. They call it the third eye. Now, if you have somebody who goes through a near-death experience, that eye can get jammed open. Mine got jammed open at 8.5 when I died, and I was sent back. So I see the spirit realm and the alternate realm all the time. I don't have to turn it on or off, go into an altered state, or take peyote or anything. And some people might say, well, that sounds schizophrenic. It's not. It's because I'm a very logical person. I was a scientist. I was recruited to go to MIT Nuclear Physics. I was going to win an honors biochemistry and finish my PhD research project in marine bacteriology. Before 21, I was ready to write the thesis, and my grandfather was dying of diabetes and wanted me to go in and find the cause, which, by the way, I did with pathology. But because of every time I've tried to do something correct, I've been persecuted. What people should understand is, when you've been on the other side like I have, and some of the things I'll talk about on the show, and other things are not for this but an appointed time, which is coming, for people to understand. What people should understand, the nature of a human being is we're tripartite. We have a mortal portion of us which lives in this physical realm of five dimensions, not four. The fifth is the Higgs field, which that's why they have over the Hadron Collider the picture of Kali, the destroyer from Hindu Buddhism. And the reason is they're trying to basically say, well, we're getting to the God particle, they call it. Because what they're really saying is time-space is embedded in a higher dimensional, which is the wormhole, which is what Interstellar is talking about. Goes to wormholes and it's transcending to a higher dimensional plane. There's seven dimensions above that called hyperspace. And that's where the mind or soul is. They're actually equivalent, mind, soul, because it's non-physical and it's connected to the physical body through the cord of living waters, or the Bible calls it the silver cord. And then there's a dimensional plane above that that's called the eternal now, where God resides and where a seed portion of us has always been. In other words, without a God portion of that seed in us, we couldn't exist. Not only us, but every other living thing and everything that we call non-living, the planet itself, everything, has to have a seed portion of God literally for it to exist, because everything is what I call oneness. So the whole universe. So when we're changing perspectives, where I call evil is un-oneness, where we don't realize and have compassion for the other living things, like the great whales dying in the North Pacific, because we won't fix Fukushima and have stupid reports of we won't have the technology for 200 years. When you hear that, what do you think, Sherry and Chris? Because you're living up the northwest United States now, I think up in Idaho. And when I confronted the radiation detector scientist under Senator Feinstein 2.5, almost 3 years ago now, and tried to kind of, snow me for a while. And then I started firing questions at him more and more and realized, like, uh-oh, I got a live one here. And I said, you know, you took out the radiation detector in Idaho specifically because it shot off the orbit because the radiation was heading up to the border between the northern United States and Canada. And when it hits those mountains, it's by the airborne pollution, which includes tritium and other heavier isotopes and radioiodine, it blasted that radiation detector, and you just decide, well, we'll just pull it. They never put a new one up there. What do you think about Fukushima? What do you think about why we're not even approaching the solution to the problem, which, you know, when people say there's no solutions, hogwash. I produced a book last year with dozens of technical solutions to fix Fukushima. And there's dozens more, which I'll be bringing out in the next few weeks, that deal with subatomic particle physics and how to get rid of radioisotopes that Nikola Tesla talked over 90 years ago. And I give more specific details on that. So when people say this, I get angry. I just think, what the hell is going on? What do you think?
Well, I think that it's something that anybody who's listened to our show, Truth Frequency, for any length of time knows that I'm not the kind of person that would cover up things or make things sound not right, as bad as they are, or, you know.
Right.
But I have noticed that a couple of years ago we had Stan Friedman on, and he was talking right, about radiation, and this was before Fukushima. So this is right, this is actually a few months before Fukushima. And right, I kind of took him to task whenever he said that people can actually build up a tolerance to radiation similar to evolving, you know, just an evolutionary advantage. And I kind of took him to task on that and said, well, there can't be any amount of radiation that is good for you. And we just kind of like butted heads about that, even though he was my elder.
Does he have a background in radiation biology? Does he understand, for example, when you take tritium, it causes DNA intercalation, slides the codon pairs over? Does he realize how DNA is repaired and cross-linking of thymidine dimerase, et cetera? Does he understand any of this? No.
But no. I have noticed, though, that I've had 35 or so different CT scans in my lifetime on my abdomen.
Right.
But yet, you know, as much as radiation is pouring in up here and Chris is having nosebleeds and things like that, I'm not having any kind of effect whatsoever from it. And I'm wondering if I've developed some sort of tolerance to it.
Let me give you a little story. There's a town in Iran where the natural background radiation is, believe it or not, as high or higher than Fukushima Daiichi, and it's been like that for thousands of years.
Right.
And the natural population, if you didn't have the resistant enzymes, and 1 in 200 people has very high induced enzymatic activity naturally against radiation, and 1 in about 100 people is extremely radiosensitive. So if you give them a little radiation, their cells just go, and they die. So there is a little bit of enzyme induction, but it's very minimal, to be honest with you. And, you know, radioisotopes like radioiodine will destroy your mitochondria. But the killer punch, believe it or not, is tritium. People, why tritium? We're thinking about plutonium and other things. No, tritium. Tritium doesn't have a half-life. When tritium is made by a radioactive nuclear reactor, tritium is forever. It doesn't have a half-life. Did you know that? It slides the codons of your base pairs over, so your DNA can never reproduce properly. So if you get enough tritium in parts per million, your cells can't make new DNA. So it's the killer punch. And it's coming over in fluffy little clouds. So when people talk about their radiation detectors, are the detectors picking up tritium? Of course not. They pick up gamma radiation, beta radiation, which is electrons. They pick up alpha particles. Are they picking up tritium unless you measure it? You don't have any idea how much tritium is coming in. So these so-called pseudo-experts in radiation, I dare you to call into my program anytime. We're going to have it up. It'll be mixed mental martial arts, and believe me, I'll have you tied up in knots and every bone in your intellectual body broken. Because you're not going to lie to my sheep, because I'm a sheepdog for God, as they say. Thank you for coming on the program, Chris and Sherry. We need to have you back on, and I'll talk less next time. But I get so excited about having you on. Take care, everybody, and take action. Back tomorrow.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read score scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.